We're re-recording, Mr. Hernos.
Thank you, sir. Next up is agenda item 9, that is PR 2022-007397, DHO waiver 2025-00018, which is a request for DHO waiver submitted by Edgar Mata as agent for J.D. Hickman, requesting the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 8A, McDonald Acres, which is zoned R1D and located at 3021 11th Street Northwest, containing approximately 0.574 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Good morning. This is Dave Hickman from Jeeves and Zuzu.
Thank you. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
The address is 5924 Anaheim Northeast, Suite A, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87113.
Thank you, Mr. Hickman. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I so swear.
Thank you. Go ahead. Please tell us about this application.
I apologize for all the confusion in this one. So, lots of things in our application aren't correct. We should be not here asking for a waiver because I don't believe there's a reason for a waiver. We should be asking for a preliminary final plat. The lot is a half acre lot that we're trying to subdivide into two. It's on the end or the termination of 11th Street, and one of the conditions of the earlier DRB was to be able to provide a hammerhead turn for fire safety to be able to get to the western portion of the lot. So the site, as it's configured, you'll notice there's a 28 foot radius, and then that T turn is actually identified on the plat. We'll clean up the application. We'll come back in. I am not the owner. Jeep Zuzu is the owner. And so we'll file a correct application.
Thank you for those clarifications. Let's go to Jay Rodenbeck. I see Mr. Rodenbeck with the hand raised. Would you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So, Mr. Hainoff, just to just to reiterate what Dave Hickman just went over, the applicant applied for a DHO waiver and ABQ plan, and that's how it was advertised on the agenda and posted. But as noted, what's going to be necessary is they're going to need to reapply for a minor preliminary final plat, and this waiver will need to be withdrawn. But we thought that if the applicant wanted to, we could go over comments on the plat here, and that's up to you, Mr. Hainoster, regarding if you just want to go and either defer, withdraw this out, seek a deferral or a withdrawal from the applicant for this application, or if you'd like to continue to hear this. I just want to note that the application is a completely different one that's av than what's advertised on the agenda.
Okay. I do see that it appears we have somebody from the community with a hand raised. Why don't we, since next up would be the public comment portion anyway, why don't we hear from that person and then we can decide how to proceed? So, again, this is agenda item 9, calling for public comment. And I see Merritt Tully with a hand raised. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Would you please
Good
state your
morning.
full name and mailing address for the record?
Sure. Merritt Tully, the mailing address is P.O. Box 6953, Albuquerque 87197.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So I'm here on behalf of the Near North Valley Neighborhood Association. I'm its current president. And what I have to say, given what Mr. Hickman has said, and Jay may be moot, but I'll go ahead. We were going to ask that you defer this hearing until proper and presumably legally sufficient notice is given. There are two problems. The notice that Near North Valley received on May 22nd does not include the date and time of the hearing. And second, while the address on the notice is 3017 11th, The address on today's agenda is 3021 11th. With respect to the first problem, it's indicated on the notice form the date and time of the hearing is a required piece of information when a notice is sent out. And with respect to the address, according to the city's Aegis maps, the applicant's property is 3017 and is owned, as Mr. Hickman said, by Jeebs and Zuzu LLC. It's lot 8A. According to the city's Aegis maps and the mailboxes out front, 3021 is the purple house adjacent to the applicant's property and is owned by Lisa Marie Jeffrey and is lot 7A. I understand from the architect that the address has been an ongoing issue, but for proper notice and decision making, this needs to be addressed consistently. Of course, we need housing. Subdivisions and infill are generally good, but insufficient notice isn't notice. I'm assuming there's going to be some sort of a deferral or a reapplication. In the meantime, I would encourage the applicant to sit down and chat with the immediate neighbors. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Tully. Let's see, let's go to Jay Rodenbeck. Does he have a hand raised?
Yes, sir. This is Jay Rodenbeck. This is to the applicant. Just David, note that you're going to need to just go back to square one with the notifications and correct the notifications for the platting application when you and upload those with your submittal for your minor plat. What Ms. Tully brought up is absolutely true. You gotta provide a DHO meeting date and time. You've got to provide correct information in the notifications in general, and you'll just need to re-notify the neighborhood associations again for the platting application, which should be doable. The next DHO meeting date is June the 25th for a minor plat. I don't believe that would be I believe it'd be feasible to make that date if you get that submittal in soon. I just want to concur with Ms. Tully when it comes to correcting your notifications and re-notifying the neighborhood associations.
Thank you. For as a reference to the address, throughout the DRB and DFT and all the other processes, we've been referring to this site as 3017. I understand that that never was formalized. That was one of the comments that came up somewhat early. For purposes of the next application, we intend to use 3017. Is there any objections to that?
No objections from staff.
Thank you. Okay. Given where we are, I'm inclined to just go ahead and allow the applicant to withdraw this and, kind of get things back on the right track. Unless there's really an appetite to go through everything right now, Ms. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Hearing Officer, I think we just need the applicant to send us that withdrawal request in writing. That can be by email. Dave, we just need to receive a withdrawal request for this DHO waiver.
Sure. I believe, relative to the comments that you sent over last night, the only comment outstanding still is with transportation. And if there's an opportunity to be able to engage in that comment now, it would be helpful for us.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Let's go to transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. 11th is a local street and requires 5 foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Please provide a cross section at the street, dimensioning right of way, walls or fences, sidewalk width, buffers, curb and gutter. The existing driveway to this property appears as it will need to be relocated based on your proposed plat and the aerial photos.
Thank you, Ernest. We appreciate your help. My question is relative to those comments and this platting action. Is it appropriate for those to be addressed in the construction permitting, which is when those activities would actually be taking place? There is no infrastructure list intended for this project. So Is there a way to defer those comments to construction and construction activity as opposed to recording them on the plat itself?
Not unless the you had a plan coming through concurrently. Typically, we first item that comes through, that's when we hit them with this. I mean, you can put it on infrastructure list and construct it when you build the building. It doesn't have to be built now, but it would have to be on an infrastructure list and financially guaranteed until that time.
And there's the, okay. So if we had submitted for building permit first, then we wouldn't have had this as a condition of the plat.
Not, I mean, it's possible because at building permit you might have been told that you need to replat. So when I talk about whether it's plat or site plan, it's a site plan that's going through a DFT for review and approval. So if it's not going to do that, it's just going straight to building permit. This needs to be addressed now with the plat.
And the only way to do that is either to record it on the plat or to issue a infrastructure list. I've not seen infrastructure list on a single family property before. That's why I'm asking.
No. It's not recorded on the plat. It's if when I asked you for these dimensions, it's to determine if you need to widen the sidewalks. If they do need to be widened, then they need to be widened. It's you can either just build it or you can put it on an infrastructure list.
Let's see, I see Mr. Rodenbeck with the hand raised. Go ahead,
This is
sir.
Jay Rodenbeck. I'll just note that in this case, if it's a single family home we're talking about here, that the infrastructure list would have to be tied to the plat. I mean, there's no flexibility in regards to what's tied to. It need to be if there is an infrastructure list for infrastructure improvements, it need to be tied to the plat in this case.
All right. Any other questions about that, Mr. Hickman?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. In that case, let's see, how should we do this? Because we're going to get an email from Mr. Hickman, right? Indicating withdrawal. I guess I can just, there's really no need for a ruling at this point. We can just sort of conclude the hearing on this case pending his request.
Mr. Hearing Officer, could we just have Mr. Hickman verbally acknowledge that he's going to withdraw this application as well? We'll need it in writing as well, but I think it would be helpful if we had a verbal acknowledgement this can be withdrawn.
Certainly do a verbal. Would it be adequate to include that in the chat? Am I able to do that in the chat?
You can put in the chat too, Dave. Yeah, we just need to have it in writing as well. I think by email as well with the withdrawal.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Hickman.
All right, I think we got it.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate the public participation as well as all the comments and information from the applicant agent. So, having received the intent from the applicant to withdraw the application for agenda item 9, this concludes the hearing on agenda item 9. Thank you, everyone.